Good morning, y'all. Good morning. I haven't done this in a while, but I just find this comment so funny.
And I can have this conversation in my group chats.
Because it's men and women, but I think people need to learn from this also. So we're going to have a teachable moment. So I was on TikTok. And this lady posted a clip of a documentary, right? And the clip of the documentary was about a man who was married to a woman that was murdered eventually. And it was a good marriage where she loved him and he's never experienced love like that. And he didn't know how to accept it. So he avoided it and basically ruined the marriage. They ended up getting divorced, right? Under the comment section where anybody's able to comment their thoughts on it, right? The man says on the video about his ex-wife, she loved me correctly. She did everything a wife was supposed to do. And I never experienced love like that. And I avoided it and I ran away from my husband's responsibilities, okay? Honesty, right? He wasn't denying it. He wasn't making her seem crazy or anything. He said he never grew up on love like that, didn't know how to handle it. He basically ruined his marriage, right? Honesty. And I think, sorry, my alarm went off. I think he was very honest about what ruined the marriage, and it was mostly on his part. And I think a lot of women have a hard time, regardless of if a man's honesty hurts their feelings or not, or makes them feel like you ruined the marriage because of this. I put under the video, at least he was honest, right? Not, I think he was in the right for treating his wife like this. Not, hey, it happens. Not, well, his ex-wife need to get over it. I put under the comment, at least the man was honest on this documentary to fess up to the part that he played in the demise of his marriage. This woman puts under my comment, can you please stop doing this? This is why we are stuck or something to that nature. This is why we can't get ahead with thinking like this. Girl, ain't no extra ass thinking that needs to be involved. What is it about some women where when a man is being honest about something he did that's not to their liking, they don't want to digest it. They don't want to take it as, yes, he's being honest. This is what's happening at the moment. What did you want that man to say? What did you want that man to say about his experience and what he did in his relationship? I think a lot of women have a hard time listening to something men say that they don't like, regardless of if they're taking ownership or not. And the longer we want to like everything that comes out of a man's mouth, or the longer we need something to be good to our ears, is the longer men will feel comfortable lying. Men will feel comfortable faking like they're happy with the situation, with us, with their lives, with their kids, with their marriages. We have to allow men space to share their wrongs and the things that they get right. We have to allow males the space to be honest about things they did in the moments where they want to be accountable, regardless of liking it. I'm not telling women to accept a man purposely sabotaging his relationship or his marriage. All I said to that video is like, at least he was honest on this video. That's it. And sis got so offended. And a lot of women assume, because I'm logical and I have a lot of thoughts on when men may say something that might be right, that I just always agree with men. I don't always agree with men, but I'm not going to allow women to feel like they cannot have the space to be honest in their wrongs or their rights. That man had the space to sit on that documentary and explain the part that he played in his marriage. And being honest with people is not about, oh, I don't want to tell them the truth because it's going to hurt their feelings. Being honest with people that you love, that you care about, is not about telling them some of the truth and not all of the truth. Sometimes the honesty that you're going to have to tell somebody, or you're going to have to tell about your experience, you're not going to like. You're not going to like the true, real story. And a lot of women struggle with being okay with not liking it. And so because they're not okay with not liking it, a lot of men don't say it. And then they turn around years later and they want to play this blame game about why the situation ended because somebody didn't tell the truth earlier. Girl, you wasn't trying to eat the truth when I was ready to tell it. And that's what it be. So I say this to say, when a man is ready to be honest and tell you exactly what something is, or the part that they played in something, it's not for you to not find them at fault. It's not for you to be like, oh, it's okay. It's about the truth. That's it. We have to stop putting our emotions in spaces where they don't belong.
Women not wanting to accept the truth because it's not at a certain time from men does not make it less of the truth. It just makes it the truth with bad timing. And that's understandable. And a man telling his truth about a situation that they can no longer fix is not lowering the bar for people. It's, your bar should have been set regardless of a person coming into your life. And that's the big issue, is you don't set bars that are brand new. Once you're in relationships, once you're in conversations with people, you set up what the bar is before you meet people, before you get into relationships, before you get into marriages. You can't start having standards once you're 6 months in of meeting somebody. You have to have the discipline to understand what those standards require before you're in those relationships. So relationships are not supposed to be a blame game if you're mature, right? But if you're immature, it's always going to be a blame game. It's always going to be, oh, this doesn't matter now because of this, or I'm not trying to hear that because of this. You have to be mature to be in a serious relationship. Or it's cool, we can all continue to play these games, but that man was honest, in my opinion. Was it bad timing? Maybe. Was it pointless because she already passed away because of another situation? Yes. But at that moment, that man owned his shit. And that's what matters, is the fact that we're focusing on, with that comment, that he owned his shit, but it was too late. That's it. Women, set your bar. Have your values. I want you to. Men, set your bar. Have your values. I want you to. But you can't dictate when a person gets to speak their truth when they're asked a question. You just cannot dictate it. If somebody lies to you and it's not the truth, when you ask, you have the choice to do what you need to do with that information, or the information that you did not get, right? But if someone is asked a question and they tell their truth, you don't get to change the subject and be like, oh, it's pointless now because of X, Y, and Z. We ain't say, is his truth pointless or now or not. We said, what is your truth? What was the demise of your marriage? Like, let's focus here. Focus on what the conversation is, please.
See ya.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.